You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Thursday, March 26, 2026. And the thunder rolls. Iran war roils pricing just after U.S. E&P returns hit four-year lows. Published by Nicholas Coccioni and Thomas Bierkri. The upstream oil and gas sector has been periodically roiled by dramatic price swings triggered by world events over the last five decades, including the 1970s oil embargo, the 1990-1991 Gulf War, the late 1990s Asian financial crisis, the 2008 financial collapse, the onset of COVID in 2020, the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022, and now, the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. The subsequent nearly $40 per barrel surge in crude oil prices has taken attention away from the just-released year-end 2025 reports that showed U.S. E&P profits and cash flows have been steadily squeezed by the decline of realizations to a five-year low. In today's RBN blog, we analyze the impact of bottoming oil prices on earnings and cash flows as the industry girds for an unpredictable 2026. Crude oil prices rapidly gained momentum in late 2020, after plunging to just $16.55 per barrel in April of that year, breaking the $50 per barrel level in January 2021, and building to a peak above $100 per barrel in March to July 2022. U.S. producers, which after decades of reckless spending transitioned to a model that prioritized free cash flow, basked in record returns that were passed along to shareholders. However, prices steadily retreated, lingering in the $70 to $80 per barrel range from 2023 through the first couple months of 2025 before declining more rapidly in the second half of the year. The average WTI price for December dipped to $57.85 per barrel, the lowest since January 2021. Prices have surged since the start of the war with Iran, settling at $98.23 on March 20. As a result of the second half softening, the average WTI price fell to $64.83 per barrel in 2025, nearly 15% lower than the $75.80 per barrel recorded in 2024. The most significant consequence of that decline was an avalanche of non-cash impairments to the value of several companies' oil reserves, totaling $5.4 billion, $3.54 per BOE. The 36 exploration and production companies, or E&Ps, that we follow saw profits plunge by 46% in Q4 2025 to $7.8 billion, $5.13 per BOE, the lowest quarterly result since Q4 2020. Revenues fell by only 5% to $30.66 per BOE, a five-year low, as the weakness in oil prices was offset by a strong natural gas market. Cash flow declined to $30 billion, or 6%, to $19.83 per BOE, the weakest since Q4 2020. Expenses, other than impairments, were essentially flat quarter over quarter. Lifting costs declined 2% to $10.83 per BOE on the back of an 8% reduction in price-sensitive production taxes to $1.55 per BOE. Production costs fell by 5 cents per BOE to $9.29 per BOE. DD&A expenses increased 1% to $10.88 per BOE. Exploration expenses were up 31% to $0.28 per BOE. As mentioned earlier, impairment charges were up, a nearly four-fold increase to $3.54 per BOE. The oil-weighted E&Ps were the worst performers because of the previously mentioned write-downs. Profits for the peer group were down 93% to $0.97 per BOE from $13.26 per BOE in Q3 2025. The gas-weighted E&Ps were the best-performing peer group as profits were up 54% to $6.51 per BOE. The diversified E&Ps saw profits fall 26% to $8.19 per BOE. Total oil and gas production was up 1.2% in Q4 2025 to 1.5 billion BOE. Both the gas-weighted and oil-weighted E&Ps each increased output by 2%, while the diversified E&Ps saw output fall 1%. Next, let's look at the results by peer group. The oil-weighted E&Ps saw profits decimated in Q4 2025, with impairment charges surging to $4.7 billion. Adding insult to injury, Permian gas prices fell back into negative territory, averaging minus 85 cents per million BTU at the Waha Hub in West Texas. Earnings fell to $508 million, $0.97 per BOE, from $6.8 billion, $13.26 per BOE, in Q3 2025. Cash flow, however, declined only 13% to $23.25 per BOE. Revenues were down 10% to $34.99 per BOE, in line with withering WTI crude oil and Permian gas prices. Lifting costs fell modestly, 4% to $11.74 per BOE, on the back of a 9% decline in production taxes to $2.17 per BOE. Production costs fell 2% to $9.57 per BOE. DD&A expenses were little changed, up 2% to $13.14 per BOE. Impairment charges were up nearly 20-fold to $8.91 per BOE. Diamondback Energy accounted for nearly 80% of the $4.7 billion in impairment charges, incurring a ceiling test write-down of nearly $3.7 billion. For more on oil and gas accounting methodologies, including ceiling test write-downs, see You Go Your Way, I'll Go Mine. Exploration charges were down 20% to $0.24 per BOE. Eight companies posted a profit in Q4 2025, while three posted losses. Each company that posted a loss did so due to an impairment charge, the most significant being the Diamondback Energy write-down. Diamondback lost $2.7 billion in the quarter. EOG Resources posted the largest profit in the peer group at $1.2 billion, even after sustaining a $689 million write-down, primarily from writing off its Barnett Shale and Woodford Oil window assets. On a per-unit basis, Riley Petroleum earned the most in the peer group at $11.78 per BOE. In terms of cash flow, EOG posted the largest cash flow at $3.1 billion, followed closely by Occidental Petroleum at $3 billion. On a per-unit basis, Talos Energy was top dog at $29.72 per BOE. Oil and gas production amounted to 524 million BOE in Q4 2025, 2% higher than the 514 million BOE posted in Q3 2025. Oxy was still the largest producer in the peer group at 136 million BOE, but its edge over EOG, which had output of 129 million BOE, has been closing every quarter. The 15 companies in the diversified E&P peer group earned $4 billion, $8.19 per BOE, in Q4 2025, 26% below the $11.02 per BOE, $5.4 billion, earned in the prior quarter. Cash flow came in at $23.37 per BOE, $11.3 billion, 10% below Q3 2025. Revenues fell 8% to $36.23 per BOE as weaker oil prices were partially offset by a stronger natural gas market. Lifting costs declined 2% to $12.86 per BOE as production expenses were reduced by 1% to $10.91 per BOE and production taxes fell by 7% to $1.95 per BOE. DD&A expenses rose by 2% to $13.47 per BOE. Impairments fell 25% to $1.17 per BOE, while exploration expenses were up 86% to $0.55 per BOE. Not unexpectedly, ConocoPhillips earned and generated the most in earnings and cash flow in Q4 2025, raking in $1.9 billion and $5.1 billion, respectively. APA Corporation earned $519 million, while Continental Resources generated $1.2 billion in cash flow, both runners-up in their respective categories. On a per-unit basis, Infinity Natural Resources earned the most at $14.65 per BOE, while Continental Resources posted the largest cash flow at $28.75 per BOE. Oil and gas production amounted to 485 million BOE in Q4 2025, 1% below Q3 2025 results. ConocoPhillips was the largest producer in the peer group at 213 million BOE, with Ovintiv runner-up at 57 million BOE, ahead of Continental Resources and APA Corporation at 43 million BOE and 42 million BOE, respectively. The gas-weighted E&Ps continued their resurgence from their 2024 low point in Q4 2025, with profits at $3.3 billion, $6.51 per BOE, up 54% over Q3 2025. Cash flow was up 24% to $12.86 per BOE, $6.5 billion. Revenues were up 14% to $20.80 per BOE as Henry Hub and Appalachian gas prices, averaged through several regional hubs, were up 32% and 40%, respectively. Lifting costs were up 2% to $7.93 per BOE as production costs were up 3% to $7.42 per BOE and production taxes fell 3% to 51 cents per BOE. DD&A expenses were down 1% to $6.03 per BOE. Impairments were up fivefold but only to 25 cents per BOE, while exploration charges were up 34% to 8 cents per BOE. Each of the 10 companies in the peer group was profitable, with EQT Corporation posting the largest earnings at $832 million, followed by Expand Energy and Coterra Energy at $635 million and $438 million, respectively. EQT was also tops in cash flow, generating $1.5 billion, just ahead of Expand Energy at $1.4 billion and Coterra Energy at $1.1 billion. On a per-unit basis, Gulfport Energy was the most profitable, pulling in $8.75 per BOE, just ahead of EQT at $8.20 per BOE. In terms of cash flow, Comstock Resources topped the list at $15.62 per BOE, just ahead of EQT at $15.19 per BOE. Oil and gas production amounted to 504 million BOE, 2% better than Q3 2025. Expand Energy nudged out EQT for top producer with output of 113 million BOE compared to 101 million BOE for EQT. Looking forward, the Iran conflict has caused what many analysts have dubbed the largest disruption in global energy markets in history. As we're still deep in the fog of war, it's impossible to predict the eventual impact on long-term oil prices and, subsequently, U.S. E&P performance. It is reasonable to project that the March surge in oil prices and the doubling of Appalachian gas prices because of the ice-cold winter weather that consumed the eastern half of the nation will substantially lift Q1 2026 earnings for our universe of E&P companies from the nadir recorded in Q4 2025. Projections about future price movements vary widely, from the U.S. government's position that prices will decline rapidly once hostilities cease to a Goldman Sachs speculation that oil prices could linger in the triple digits for years. As of now, U.S. producers have refrained from substantive comments on the potential impact of the price spike, other than some efforts to lock in hedges at current prices. We will monitor the future reaction of the industry, particularly in regard to potential CapEx and production increases, in the upcoming Q1 2026 reporting season. The Thunder Rolls was written by Pat Alger and Garth Brooks. It appears as the fourth song on side one of Brooks's second studio album, No Fences. The song was originally recorded by Tanya Tucker in 1988, but her version was not released until 1995 as part of a self-titled box set. Brooks's version was released as a single in April 1991 and went to number 13 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock and number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Charts. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. The video for the song won the CMA Video of the Year Award in October 1991. Personnel on the record were Garth Brooks, vocals, acoustic guitar, Pat Alger, acoustic guitar, backing vocals, Bruce Bowden, pedal steel guitar, Mark Greenwood bass, Mike Palmer, drums, James Garver, electric guitar, Steve Cox, David Grant, keyboards, and Rob Hajakis, fiddle. No Fences was recorded at Jack's Tracks in Nashville between 1989 and 1990 and produced by Alan Reynolds. The songs on the album featured Brooks's stadium country sound, which has as much in common with the pop ethic of Journey as with the country musings of Merle Haggard. Released in August 1990, it rose to number 1 on the Billboard Top Country Albums and number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums charts. It has been certified 18x Platinum by the RIAA. It remains Brooks's best-selling album to date. 4 singles were released from the LP. Garth Brooks is an American country singer and songwriter from Oklahoma. He released his eponymous debut studio album in 1989 and it yielded 4 charting singles. He has released 16 studio albums, 2 live albums, 4 compilation albums, and 63 singles. He has sold over 170 million records worldwide. He is the only recording artist to have 9 Diamond Certified albums by the RIAA. He has won 40 ACM Awards, 12 American Music Awards, 3 ASCAP Awards, 23 Billboard Music Awards, 17 CMA Awards, 3 Grammy Awards, and a World Music Award. He is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, has received Kennedy Center honors, and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He still records and does select live performances. He will be appearing in June, headlining at Summerfest in Milwaukee and BST Hyde Park 2026 in London.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.